everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. A buddy of mine lives up Woodland Hills. He had his dog killed by coyotes. And him and a couple buddies tracked the coyotes down and killed the coyotes. They do the right thing? Let's talk to Laura in San Francisco. Let me guess your take on this. Laura, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm good. Well, you know, you said it's all about dogs, though, and I understand. I don't want to be a crazy cat lady, but I was breaking up with this guy, a real jerk, you know, a few years ago, wanted to marry me. I didn't think it was a good idea.
How dare he want to marry you?
Well, wait a minute. So he starts to choke me, like literally choke me, and my cat jumped on his back and like clawed his flesh out.
Wow.
And then he went for the cat, like was going to throw him out the window. So I just grabbed a chair and just nailed him, you know. And you know, cops came. I mean, it was a big deal. It was a court case. It was,
wow.
You know, it's a true story.
I'm surprised you guys didn't get married. You sound like a hot couple.
Well, you know, I thought it was hot before, you know, like, you know, he just didn't like the cat. No, but, you know, but also, you know, Tim, I got to tell you, okay,
yes,
that, you know, you were talking about how you can't ever, you know, understand a cat, but girls tell me about guys all the time like that. Like, oh, he'll never understand us.
I know, but guys don't get that close to cats for some reason.
No, that's fine. Forget the cat thing. But I'm talking about, you know, like girls. I have all these girlfriends that don't want to, like, understand men. And I keep telling them, you know, they just like sex. Right?
I have no idea what she's saying.
All right, baby. I have to agree with Ernie Anderson there. I'm not sure what you're saying. But there's a big difference between having a cat who eats and drinks and S's in a cat box and then plays with a little fake mouse. Big difference between that and the guy that called who did from the Marine Corps and had two tours in Iraq, and this dog sniffed out bombs that saved Marines' lives. So that's all I'm telling you. There seems to be a disconnect between the two for a lot of people, and especially me. I do understand the dog saving the guy's lives in Iraq and them wanting to take revenge. That is a stud, that dog. The cats, I've had cats before. Allie was one of my favorite cats I ever had. And actually lost her, to coyotes. But dogs are a little different, and I can't explain exactly why. But it is different. Drew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? All right.
Well, I usually call in with something funny to say, but I'm actually a dog trainer by day. And, you know, these dogs that are aggressive, that everybody wants to show them the whatever, they want to go and get them back and stuff, it's really all about the owners. And, I mean, I specialize in working with aggressive dogs. I love aggressive dogs because they're so easy to correct that behavior.
Right.
That's not really hard. It's the dogs that are afraid of everything. Those are the really hard ones to do.
But we had a guy call us up a couple weeks ago who trains dogs, and specifically, you know, guard dogs. And he trains pit bulls to be guard dogs. And he said he would never bring a pit bull home and have that pit bull around his two-year-old.
Well, I'll tell you something. I mean, he makes a good point. First of all, I don't train them to be guard dogs. I train dogs to be not aggressive. But I hear what he's saying, because the thing about a pit bull, it's not, everybody says, you know, it's in the breeding, they're going to kill. It's that a pit bull, once they bite down onto you, that's it. That's the ball game. Their jaw is so strong. They're really committed to that bite. You know, they're going to win that one.
Right.
But they don't have to be aggressive. And actually, a dog, like any animal, I mean, if you just treat your dog in such a way that it's a follower, I mean, it's this basic Cesar Millan stuff, but it's very, very true. It works. I've been doing it for 3 years. It just works immediately, right away. I can go into any home with an aggressive dog, and the moment you apply just a couple of the techniques, it's like the dog switches over right away.
Like the dog
totally
whisper.
Except I speak in full voice. That's the difference. That's my specialty. I use a full voice.
Now, so you can train aggressive dogs to lose that aggression in how long? A period of a couple weeks?
If the owner is committed to doing it, it can be the first day. I'm telling you,
that's
it's not
pretty
that
cool
hard
service. Do you have a website?
DrewTheDogRunner.com.
Wait, hold on one second. Drew, D-R-E-W.
TheDogRunner.com.
The Dog Runner.
Yeah. I started off as a volunteer with rescues, and I was a marathon runner, so I would run with these bully breed dogs, you know, pit bulls and Rottweilers that nobody wanted, that'd be stuck in these shelters. And the only way to get them out of their aggression is that I would run with them, get them tired out, and then I'd start using these training techniques. And after a while, I mean, I worked for Capitol Records, and then I just quit that and started my own business.
Wow.
Because I started going, God, this really works.
And what do you charge for your service?
Well, if you hire me for, you know, 3 times a week, 30 minutes a week, or 30 minutes of time, it's like $90 a
That's
week.
That's not bad. That's great. Hey,
yeah,
it's DrewTheDogRunner.com. You're doing an excellent service, and call us again, man.
All right, brother.
All right, take care of yourself. And anybody who wants his web address, and you're in the car and you can't remember it because you're not that bright or you got a lot of crap on your mind, then email us and we'll give it to you. Randy, you'll take care of that, right? ConwayShow@gmail.com. And we'll send you that guy's email or web address. But that's pretty cool. You can take dogs and train even the most aggressive dogs in a very short period of time. Let's talk to Todd in Indio. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. Have you had a dog killed or injured?
Yeah, we did here about a few months ago, and it was pretty brutal. So I'm all for, people having to do what they've got to do to, you know, take care of business. But, yeah, it was a real unfortunate situation. It actually happened right in front of me, unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus. Are you kidding?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah,
the worst is when it happens right in front of you. I think second worst is when you find half your dog left.
Right.
And then the best case scenario is, you know, the dog is gone and you never see anything, you know, and then the remains and everything have been taken away.
Yeah.
But for it to happen right in front of you, you saw your dog killed?
Yeah, I tell you, just in a nutshell, we live in a development here in the desert where we've had a huge problem with coyotes. In fact, we've had animal control come in here and remove quite a few pups here in the past few months. And we had our dog for about 2.5 years, and I was taking him out like I did every single morning. But unfortunately, I didn't have him on a leash this particular morning. And I was probably about maybe 20 feet behind him. He's a little Yorkie, probably about 7 to 8 pounds. And I just saw this blur just come out of this bougainvillea shrub. Our residence is backed up to a pond in a greenbelt.
Right.
And everything just happened so quick. And the coyote took our dog and ran with it around the corner. And we, obviously it outran me. And we got in our car, my wife and I, and went around the corner. And unfortunately, the damage was done. But he actually, the unfortunate thing was that we picked him up and rushed to the vet. But he died right in my arms because of
Jesus.
The it's such a massive bite.
Well, you want my buddy's phone number?
yeah, sure, why not?
It sounded like he had an unusual good time doing this.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, we thank you for coming. Sorry that happened to you, man.
No problem.
All right, take care of yourself. That's got to be the worst. We had a dog named Dolly when we were kids. It was a standard poodle. And my dad loved that dog. And I remember we were watching Giant Robot one night. It's probably about 6-7 o'clock at night, and we heard a car tire screech and a dog get hit. And we ran out there, and it was our dog that got hit. And my dad said, all right, everybody in the car, there was 6 kids at the time, everybody in the car, we're taking this dog to the emergency room. So I was holding the dog in front, and he didn't seem that injured. Injuries were really internal. By looking at the dog, you can see that the dog is really injured, other than the fact that he could barely walk. But my dad's instinct was, this dog is severely injured internally. We got to get him to the hospital as soon as possible. So we were driving down Burbank Boulevard. I remember this. And we were probably going, 95 or 100 miles an hour. And he's got 6 kids in the car. You know, nobody in seatbelts, going 100 miles an hour on Burbank Boulevard. And I said, hey, Dad, this is, if anything happens here, man, the cops are not going to understand this one. Let's just try to slow it down just a little here. And he started laughing. He goes, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the dog did die that night in the hospital. And I remember coming home from school the next day, and my dad telling me the dog died. And I remember exactly where I was sitting at the edge of his bed when he told me. And it's devastating. I absolutely understand when people lose especially a dog, that they, sometimes they do snap. And, they do take revenge, and that makes them feel better? I don't know. I think it, if I were in the same situation, I'd do the same thing. Let's talk to Alex in Brentwood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah. Well, I listen to your show all the time. Well, this is the first time I'm calling.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
An unfortunate situation happened to me. We lost my dog. It's actually the dog of my daughter. So that make it even worse.
Yeah. How old's your daughter?
My daughter is 10.
Is what?
It's 10. The daughter 10. Is 10.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog was just a puppy. And it happened basically right in front of our eyes. We didn't saw, actually. It'll be like a horror movie if we saw it. Jesus. That'll be really...
Wait, you heard it happen or you saw it?
Yeah, we
it
heard
happen?
The scream.
Oh, I see.
And it was like a child screaming.
Oh, man. And so the daughter, your daughter heard it too?
No, my daughter was not here.
Oh, that's good.
Luckily, we have to.
And what did you do? Did you go after that coyote?
I will probably go after the coyote. The coyote came back. We saw it about two weeks ago. The coyote came near the house, and I was like, I wanted to go and run over with the car.
Right. Yeah, they're very tough to run over with the car.
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. I'll give you my buddy's number. And there he goes. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Scott in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
What do you say, Tim? You big dad, how are you?
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, we had two stories. One is we had when you mentioned this a minute ago, my in-laws had a little Maltese. They live up in the kind of the Orange Hills area.
Right.
She found half the dog she went to feed the dog one morning.
Mm.
And so she called me. So she said, you got to come over and you know, get the rest of the dog. So she calls me. I got there about 30 minutes later. By the time I got there, the rest of the dog was gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it was a little much. But we just had
quick.
Yeah, we just had a few months ago in our backyard. I live in Irvine. We had a coyote jump the fence and attack our dog. And so it ended up costing about $1,800 to get the dog, you know, sewed up at the vet and all.
Man.
But the coyote's been back a couple times. We even had another dog for a while, thinking that if we had two, the coyote wouldn't come back. But they still come back.
How big is your fence?
This is a 6-foot fence. And the coyote, in fact, when the dog was attacked the first time, I ran. I was upstairs, but I ran down, running down the hall, and just kind of yelled out the back and watched the coyote jump in a single bound the 6-foot fence in our backyard.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, they're getting pretty agile. You know, a friend of mine, what he did when he had this problem, different friend. He went to the zoo, and I'm not sure if he went to Santa Barbara, San Diego, or L.A. Zoo, and bought some tiger urine and poured tiger urine around the perimeter of the fence.
Yep.
And he said he never heard another coyote for 10 years.
Yeah, I've heard. I mean, there are wives' tales out there like that. In fact, one of the things that I've heard that they sell is coyote urine to keep other animals out.
Oh, like is that right?
Raccoons and so on. So, yeah.
You know, Randy, please, it's not the same. Randy said for $2.50 you can get a quart of his urine. It's not the same, dude.
It's very potent.
It's not. Get out of here, please. Jesus Christ. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, man.
All right, Bubba.
All right, there he goes. Jesus, Randy. God almighty, always looking to make a buck, huh? Wendy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi. Yeah, hey. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I have listened before, but this topic sort of struck home. I bought my dad a Pekingese while I was in law school, and he wasn't into having a dog on his own, but he got really attached. And within a year, it was up in Villa Park where they have a lot of problems with these coyotes. And it jumped an 8-foot fence. And he came out because he was looking for him on the lawn. And the coyote was sitting about 20 feet away and there was the dog just laying in the grass with his neck broken.
Jesus Christ.
Coyote was huge, huge, and he thought about going after it, and he tried, you know, mowing down a few coyotes that were in the road.
Right.
And, you know, he was devastated. I mean, we got another dog, and that guy that called in, that's 40, he said that, you know, dogs can be replaced. Well, as an owner of two dogs who've been with me, you know, for a very long time,
right,
they're like my children. You know, they are like my children. So I take issue with his comment.
Yeah. But you know what? You can't, you know, you're not going to change him. And, you know, guys like that, you know, guys go in and out of phases in their lives where, you know, they're really into dogs and they have a kid and they're not into the dog. Then the kid goes to college. Then they get into that dog. I mean, it's, you know, they go through
phases. Well, he said he had his dog as a child, and I don't think you get as attached to him as when you're fully responsible for them.
As a kid, when you have a dog, it's almost a pain in the ass because you got to feed it, you got to pick up after it, you got to take the trash out. I mean, it becomes like another chore. And the dog is, you know, it sort of hangs with you, but you have a lot of friends when you're in grammar school and junior high, and you have a lot of activities. You got, you know, soccer and everything. So the dog is just part of your life. But when you get older and you have kids and the kids leave for college and you get yourself a dog and it's just you and the dog, or perhaps you don't even have kids, it's just you and the dog as an adult, I think that's where the attachment comes.
And also, I mean, the thing is that, you know, that dog, the dog I have had since college, has been with me through tons of boyfriends, tons of friends, tons of moves,
right.
College, law school, has been with me since everything.
How long have you had these dogs?
I've moved to. Huh?
How long have you had these dogs?
I've had Timber since I went to college for 13 years,
right.
And I have had Mimo for probably about 5 years. And we got my father a new dog, and then he ended up getting run over by a truck. He got out one night. So it was just devastating. But, I mean, the thing is I think that coyotes are protected by state law.
Well, I think they are, but that debate goes on. I mean, I know in Victorville they had a problem. A rancher out there had ostriches. And a coyote killed 20 ostriches, and they came out from San Bernardino County and tried to set traps to get this coyote, and they were unsuccessful. And so they left, and the coyote came back, and the guy killed the coyote, and he never got arrested for it. And I think what they do, I think there's certain municipalities, and I'm not sure about the state of California, but they allow property owners to kill coyotes in certain times, like spring and the summer, when they threaten people or property.
Yeah, because they do. They have gotten very aggressive, especially because they're mating with larger dogs, and they call them koi dogs. And when we contacted animal control, we wanted something done about this because they were just running wild everywhere. And because it wasn't just the first time we had seen coyotes in the area. And
yeah, you know what? And by the way, when somebody tells you, you know, you're nuts if you love that dog like you do the kids, then then I wouldn't argue with them. Just, you know, that's where they are in their life, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been there before, so I know. I go back and forth, but I can absolutely understand. But I think that also when you run into guys who understand your affection for those dogs, and if that's the kind of guy you gravitate to, I think you'll be much happier. But Wendy, thank you for calling. All right, at 9 o'clock, we do the news every single day with Gina Gregg. Gina, what's going on in that news?
Well, Howard Stern is against communism, and Bruce Springsteen is changing his tune on how he feels about America. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, one against communism and one for communism. That's terrific. All right, right now we're going to play David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 signs your kid isn't having fun at summer camp. The top 10 signs your kid is not having fun at summer camp. Jesus, Randy.
Tim, this is the best Letterman top 10 list of the summer.
Is that right?
It's so timely.
You have like two or three of your favorites?
You know what? You got to hear number 3 and number 7. Number 7 is so great.
3 and 7. All right. There's the review. It is the... Jesus. Stop smoking weed while you're working, dude. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.